All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny... No, it's not. It's literally not Grimm's Uncanny Valley.
Hello, Kevin.
No. But it won't be Grimm's Uncanny Valley for a little bit, because we're about to go into Erogay Month. Yeah, I guess this is that video, because... What is it? It's the what? It's freaking Saturday, the 27th, which means, yeah. So, we're going into Halloween Horror Month. You know what that means. Okay, so, everybody listen. You're going to have to go to joystick.tv, for, like, all my Erogay videos. Absolutely. Except if you're on, like, MGTOW.TV. Those guys, they get the videos. But because of all the shit going on with the UK and Europe and all that, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to put it here in America. Joystick is America. It is a cam site. But the way I'm doing it, guys, is you literally click on VODs. Like, you look on joystick.tv. And, of course, you know, the Grim Lord. I'll have the link and everything. Don't worry. I'll have the link and make it easy for you guys. And then you click on VOD, and it literally has all the videos I've done, even the stuff I did for last month. Like, I did a little bit for last month. Yeah. So you guys are going to get those videos, and you guys are going to get all the videos I'm going to do for Halloween Horror Month. Now, I know that you guys would rather watch this stuff on BitChute, but because of the people cracking down and all the craziness, I decided to... You know, just kind of take that stuff off, you know, just so there's not so much of it, so they don't, you know, really look at it. Even Aeternum and Ripples are not being covered here anymore. So, yeah, it's just they really have an issue with characters that are animated or have that anime style to them. So I'm just trying to get out, yeah, not have a lot of games with that stuff on them. Again, MGTOW.TV people, you guys are okay. I'm just giving you guys, but there won't be any, just like there aren't any special thumbs, because I don't know if you guys know this, but Joystick picks their own, thumbnails for the videos. So basically that I'm not going to go through the work of put some special video. You guys will watch it anyway. It doesn't matter what the video looks like. Unless it's something really, really like crazy that I can't show. Like, I don't know. I have no idea what the requirements are on that site in particular. But, you know, I just want to play by the rules over there, because, you know, I know they're very loose with restrictions, but I don't want to just throw full hardcore on the front page, preferably. Yeah. So, that's how we're gonna do it. I know this is not what we expected, but, you know, we can blame a lot of people that have no business in telling people what to watch and what to look at. And, you know, just doing right by BitChute, you know, because they are UK-based and UK, you know, they've already cracked down on a lot of things. So I just want to, you know, clarify all that. But yeah, joystick.tv. And by the way, guys, I have looked at the videos myself. There's no difference in the quality. You can full screen them and everything else. Because basically, it's like what it was if you were to pay to some girl's, you know, videos, private personal videos.
Yeah.
Except I don't offer any money. I don't charge any money.
Well,
I don't,
we sure as hell ain't
gonna Yeah, we're not gonna offer it. I don't have it to offer, but I don't charge money, guys. It's just literally right there. You can kind of look at the names. Like, it has the video. Like, I don't know. Hold on. I'll show you guys. How about that? It'd be fucking easier than just going into the thing. So, let's see here. Slash right here. So here we go. This is Joystick. I don't know who those folks are, but they're just streaming along with me. So basically, see this? This is what you're going to see when you come in. Now, I don't know if you have to do any kind of ID or anything. Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know, okay? All I know is that
you're
when
a content creator.
Yeah, I'm a content creator, so I don't know. If you have problems, let me know. But basically, you click on VOD. And there they are. Eternum, Ripples, Petal, Uraeli, you know, of course, Uriel.
Of course, you yeah, have to go to Grimm's Dungeon of Degenerate.
Well, yeah, but they know that. They see the link right here. Joystick.tv/right there. You see that? It's not hard. You. I'll even have it in the video.
All right.
So, I got My Bimbo Dream. Of course, you know, you want me to test them. Let's look at Petal, since we can show that on BitChute. So, Petal, gonna look at it right here. I'm gonna make sure that Petal looks good. A little blurry, yeah. Oh no, it's not blurry. Yeah, see it. Yeah, see that. That looks just like normal. And let's full screen it. Can we full screen it? Sure can. See, so now we're looking at it full screen. Of course, look. This is free. You can watch it just like you could on BitChute or any other platform. No difference. And, of course, you can do that with the Eternum and stuff because I know you guys are probably missing the... we don't want to do picture-in-picture. How do we get out? All right, so... Oh, well, cool. Look at this. So, also, guys, look. You can also make a larger version. So, when you watch any of the videos, then my other videos come up in a larger and you can see what they are, like Ripple's Part 13. I know a lot of you guys are missing a tournament Ripples, but this is the best way to watch them. Of course, you know, you MGTOW.TV people, you'll have them there, but I think they sometimes only get uploaded to 240p, and that's really bad quality, like really low quality. So you can watch them in full quality right there, and it's no issue. You can purchase tokens if you want or what. I don't literally care. If you want to give me money, give me money. I don't care. I'm not going to stop you. But here's all the content, and they've been cool. They haven't had any issues with it. Of course, you can see that the videos, you don't get to see the pictures for them. I don't know if that changes or not. I have no idea what that looks like. But all I know is you click it, and it works. And you guys know what the last part of Ripples is, or... Project Passion or Summer's Gone, stuff like that. You know all that. So, yeah, guys, that's what we've got for you. And it says of 33 results. So, let's go for it. I just want to let you guys know that there's more. So, we have the Grim Sentai Corner Presents Yomagami. You guys might not have seen that. Well, it was done. It's fully able to watch. There's some rants in there. Night Shift Nurses, Funbag Fantasy. Remember, Funbag Fantasy 4 came out. I don't have the money for it. I bought Claire Obscure. Sorry, guys. I was more interested in that. Ego Spark. But I did buy, and this will be premiered live on Joystick, I bought Sleepless. A Midsummer Night's Dream. I bought it. So we're going to put... The sequel to Starless. And we are going to be playing at least 30 minutes to an hour of it. Now, it is a longer game. It's about 16 hours.
Yeah.
But we are going to play an hour of it. And we will continue to play an hour of it in December. Because, of course, November, we're going back to AVNs again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's Funbag Fantasy right there. Ego Spark. So, we started with that Between Two Worlds. It was one of our oldest videos. But now we're starting to upload a lot. Everything I upload starts off a Joystick. I upload there first. And then I upload on BitChute, if I'm able to. And I upload on MGTOW.TV last. That's how I do it. So it's really hard to upload on MGTOW.TV. I want you guys to know that. For those of you that don't even know what it is, it was a Manosphere website. But it was really, you know, kind of like a place for that kind of content. But it's sort of like there's not as many people. And it's really, really gone down in the number of subscribers and stuff. But it seems like people there still like the content. So I'm like, fine. If you guys are still going to watch it, I'm going to give it to you. It doesn't really... The more of a hassle it becomes, the less I'll do it. But as long as I can do it, I'll bring them some content. But yeah, so that's pretty much what we've got to offer on Joystick.TV. Now remember, Joystick.TV is an adult website. So I would prefer, and they would prefer, you to be 18 plus, okay? Also, if you are in a country where this material is prohibited, please do not go there. We don't want you to get in trouble with your country or anything else, because that's not what we're here for. If you're not supposed to be looking at this content, do not watch it.
good, clean fun. That's what we're about.
Okay. Well, some of this stuff gets really dirty, but yeah, you get the idea. Yeah. Anyway, that's all we had to talk about as far as that is concerned. But yes, remember, all the horror content, and some of it will get rough. I will let people on Joystick know that, too. Because we're planning on doing Angel's Tear, so there's going to get a lot of non-con, a lot of crazy stuff. You know how we do. Night shift nurses, all that kind of stuff. Nope, nope, nurses. A lot of that. So, just beware. And it's all going to culminate with the release of Sleepless. And the minute we see poop, I got to turn it off. Like, yeah, it's just like any other website. Things get too crazy, I have to cut it. And I do that for you guys here at BitChute. I do that on MGTOW.TV. There are people on MGTOW.TV, I don't know what country they're from or whatever. Can we see that? No, you cannot see the uncensored. If you can't legally buy the product in your country, I am not going to legally show you shit.
Not going to facilitate
Yeah, I'm not going to facilitate it. It's not going to happen. I don't do that. All right, so without further ado, let's go on to the articles. Yes, we do have articles to talk about. So this is old as shit, but I thought you guys might be interested. Would you buy this microscopic handbag? Someone just did for $63,000. Now again, this was about 2 years ago, but I hadn't heard of it.
Let's see what this
But thing. Someone bought this microscopic handbag for $64,000. That's the handbag.
I would not pay that much for that. Oh, here's a grain of... Oh, I sneezed and it's gone.
Oh, they want me to pay for it.
No.
But, yeah, so we're not going to talk much, but just realize that somebody 2 years ago bought that handbag. The little... You see it? The little green thing on that.
$63,000.
That thing costs more money than I might have than a...
You could buy a house in our shitty...
Yeah. That's insane. Tokyo launched a 4-day work week to give employees more time for sex. This is 2024.
Well, thank goodness.
Based on the Tokyo Metropolitan... Didn't do much. Metropolitan government's latest move, Fridays are now exclusively for fucking. To combat Japan's rapidly declining fertility rates and improve work-life balance, Tokyo has introduced a 4-day work week for government employees. Oh, wow, just the government, huh? They don't care about anybody else.
Well, the best of the brightest, eh?
Mm-hmm. That will begin in April 2025. The idea is to give them more time to have unprotected sex. Sure, they could do other things at that time. Go on a little weekend trip, play around in golf, check out that Super Nintendo World in Universal Studios Japan. But the local government in Tokyo would really prefer if these people fucked each other and made a baby. But it's not just about fucking, it's also about giving prospective parents the time off to raise a child. For instance, in a separate measure passed by the Japanese government, remember this is all last year, parents of children in grades 1 to 3 would be allowed to exchange part of their salary for the option to leave work early. Doesn't sound like a great deal, but whatever. To give you a sense of just how bad the birth rates are in Japan, recently there's a tiny village called Ichinono with less than 60. Almost all of them are elderly. Only one child lives there. Its residents so miss the days when the village was filled with youth that they created mannequins depicting children riding bikes and swinging on swing sets.
Oh, I've seen that.
And then
place
them around town. It's pretty bleak. Japan has been making a lot of pro-fertility moves as late in effort to juice its birth rates. Local governments have introduced various measures to improve working conditions so people have more time for sex. Back in early 2023, Japanese government made it easier for men to take paternity leave, though many were afraid to take it out of fear of some kind of retribution from their employers. Yeah. Japan has an intense work culture that many of its citizens view as a roadblock to building a family rather than being the engine that will help them provide for their family. Governor Yuriko Koike said that these moves are needed to allow for greater work-life flexibility to support careers without forcing people to choose between working themselves to the bone or missing vital life events like the birth of a child or taking care of their kid. Okay. Gen Z's latest obsession, coming out as gray sexual. Now they're discovering they're gray. They're not gay, they're gray. A surprising number of people are choosing to identify as gray sexual, with many now sharing the moment they realized they were gray. Gray sexuality exists in what many describe as a gray area, between being allosexual, experiencing regular sexual attraction, and asexual, experiencing none. Those who identify as gray sexual may feel sexual attraction rarely, inconsistently, or only under specific circumstances. Reddit users are posting in the gray sexuality subreddit. They need to put most of the people in the insane asylum, apparently.
Yeah.
A growing online community of over 8,300 members about their experiences dating and being intimate.
Get plowed 3 times a day. Doctor's orders.
In one post, user The Archer explained that they'd spent much of their life assuming they were just a late bloomer. Crushes came decades apart, rarely lasted long, and they didn't often feel sexual attraction, even to their own boyfriend. As Dan Beeson, a gray sexual man from London, told Cosmopolitan UK, gray sexual is not it. I just don't fancy it tonight for me. It's been completely devoid of sexual desire and bouts, which can last months. And then one day waking up and realizing that instinct has returned. I've been aware my drive for sex wasn't as regular as others, but I just put it down to my own relationship with sex. They may still be true, but finding out others were having similar feelings and there was at least a community of some number of us was reassuring, he added. Others online chimed in with similar stories. One user said they only ever felt true sexual attraction once in their life, explaining, when I see someone attractive, I don't have that I'd hit that internal feeling. I just want to be near them. Another recalled being pressured to experiment with sex in college, confused about why their peers seemed to experience desire so intensely and frequently. Ended up getting married, not a good life choice, and things didn't go well in the sex department. I was constantly ridiculed and pressured into doing things I didn't want to do. That mismatch in sexual expectations eventually led the person to discover gray sexuality through online communities. One person wrote that their attraction would turn on only every few months, making them flip-flop between identifying as allosexual and asexual until they found gray sexuality, a sense of peace. Interest in gray sex is growing rapidly, especially with Gen Z. Wow. On platforms like TikTok and YouTube, videos exploring the term are gaining thousands of views. Creators like podcaster Mark have helped bring nuance to the identity, describing it as a bit of a sexual attraction, but to a low degree. Many assume that gray sexual people don't want romantic relationships or are simply repressed, but as psychotherapist Jane, I'm not saying that name, explains, it can be hard in both queer and wider culture to confidently own a sexuality that acknowledges desire differently. She encourages those exploring the label to reflect on what context sparks or suppresses desire and to trust their own changing boundaries. No one should tell you who you should be with or who you are, she says. The term gray sexual first appeared on the Asexual Visibility and Education Network in 2006 and has since become an important identity for those who never quite fit into the binary of sexual or asexual. Some people who identify as gray sexual may also relate to terms like demisexual, sexual attraction only after a strong emotional bond, queer, or pansexual. As one Reddit user summed it up, I was so repressed in this regard out of pure confusion, it was such a relief to finally have a word for how I feel. The rise of identities like gray sexuality comes amid what researchers are calling a sex recession, with younger generations reporting fewer sexual partners and less interest in sex overall. But rather than a simple lack of desire, like writer Carter Sherman argue, it's more nuanced, involving social media pressure, body image issues, and political anxieties. That's all it is, right there. Social media pressure, body image issues, and political anxiety.
Well, they called it.
So many bad influences in young people's lives. No joy. What they're actually experiencing is depression. Possibly. I'm pretty much a horn dog, but I have an instance in my life where I wasn't in the mood or attracted to someone in that manner. I say possibly because I do suffer from periodic depression. Yeah, depression will do that. What's with this generation's need to label everything? This isn't new. This condition has existed for as long as we've been studying reality. There are actually terms for this already. But this generation has to label it and claim it never happened. While I agree this gen seems to have a tendency to act like they're the OG, discoverers of old issues, and meal prep equals leftovers, hello, I don't think this is that. It kind of sounds like some people are finally finding community for what they felt isolated previously. No matter what, 8,300 even, plus another couple thousand for that matter, people doesn't make it about the generation, just a small collective of individuals. I thought it was young people were interested in gray-haired people. Goes against nature. Wouldn't that be wild for geezers? I live in a woke neighborhood full of college and grad students. Geezers are invisible to them, but I suppose it was that way when I was a kid, too. If gray hair has enough money, it does attract younger females. Mm-hmm. Why? Three reasons. First, social media. They're too cheap to go out and socialize, so they spend all their free time influencing. Second, they're weak-minded and very gullible. They believe everything they see on TikTok. Third, 95% suffer from inferiority complexes. Generations before them had it all wrong. They're the chosen ones who are here to fix it. Mm-hmm. I know, right? Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. Well, isn't that a crazy fucking... Did we talk about this when the United Airlines flight canceled after female passenger had biohazard diarrhea that destroyed the bathroom?
Biohazard diarrhea.
Unfortunately, we can't. They want us to pay for Daily Mail Plus. She became gravely ill from an undercooked hamburger. Mm. Wow. At least three dead after boat pulls up. This is probably old. No, I don't think it is. Let me see. No, this is new. Let me see what's going on in the world. Texas teen accused of faking kidnapping that sent off frantic Amber Alert search. I remember getting an Amber Alert.
Well, that was for here.
I know.
Different Amber.
How Prince Harry collapses like a souffle as Meghan Markle interrupts him multiple times during an interview. Mm-hmm.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Christian influencer Noah Glenn Carter caught an X-rated nude scandal. He insists he's innocent. Man, with that mustache. I don't know. Like...
With a mustache like that... You're a bit of a pedophile, I would say.
So, Lisa Milano's removing her breast implants after all these years. I'm the witch who cursed Charlie Kirk. What?
Someone's retarded.
How I shaved 7 years after my age and perfectly healthy. Bedsheet turns into optical illusion. Boy, people are bored these days.
It's all the social media.
Can't pay, won't pay. Impoverished streaming services are driving viewers back to piracy. Arr! As subscription costs rise and choice diminishes on legal sites, films and TV fans are turning to VPNs and illicit streamers, with Sweden, home of both Spotify and the Pirate Bay, leading the way. With a trip to Florence booked, all I want to do is watch Medici. The 2016 historical drama series tells of the rise of the powerful Florentine banking dynasty, and with it, the story of the Renaissance. Huh. Until recently, I could have simply gone to Netflix and found it there alongside a wide array of award-winning and obscure titles. But when I Googled the show in 2025, the Netflix link only takes me to a blank page. I don't see it on HBO Max, Disney, Apple TV, or any of the other streaming platforms. On Amazon Prime, I'm required to buy each of the three seasons of 24 episodes separately. That's true. Whereupon they would be stored in a library subject to overnight deletion. So, let's put that into perspective. You paid for something that's going to be deleted.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
That's like... You paying for, I don't know, bottle of shampoo, and all of a sudden a truck comes in,
and pulls it,
yeah, pull, like, you know, I mean, you use it for a few days, and then you're like, oh yeah, I'm good, I still got enough shampoo, and then there's a truck, and a guy comes in and knocks on the door, he said, hey, I'm with, Suave. Suave, what do you want? Well, your shampoo subscription has expired, I've got to take that bottle. It's like, but I just bought this bottle. I only use it about three times. Yeah, I paid full price. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, I have to do what the company says. If you have a problem, you'll have to call customer support.
Bang, bang, bang.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, they only, because it's digital, it's less chance of them ever running face to face with somebody.
That's true. But that's actually what we're running into. People taking, you paying money for something you don't own. So, yeah. I can say this. GOG is having a big, look at that, Claire Obscure. This game did really freaking well. Yeah, they have these deals. Don't worry about that. But really freaking well, it's DRM free. So if you buy this game, and by the way, it wasn't DRM free before because people would confirm on the Steam version, you couldn't play it without Steam. It would literally lock up at the screen, but now you can. This is the classic. They say this might be one of the best games of the year or the last 10 years. It's really, really, yeah, I did play a little bit of it, so it is pretty good. Look, $44.99, so it's off. You're not paying the full price. You can buy the extras for $10 if you want. And also, they did some cool shit. They got Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, $3. DRM free. All the offline online stuff works offline. Same here. Tomb Raider, Definitive Edition, $7, 80%. You own it. Steam can't take it away from you. I mean, even if they want to. If somebody wanted to take that game away from you or say, oh, you can't use the offline, excuse me, the online features offline, you can now. You can even buy a Survivor's Pack where all the games for $11. You also buy this. We got Silk Song, $20, DRM free. Daybreak, remember that one? That's, a lot of people want to play that. Let's see. We got mods. Neverwinter Night. We got Doom. $4. DRM free Doom. That's yours. You can keep it. And you got, what is this? Yeah, Definitive Edition. Don't forget, we got the HD Collection. Devil May Cry. $4. Get Cyberpunk. That's a great expansion. So good. So many awesome things I can say about that. Oh, and by the way, they have an anniversary. So here's the big deal about the anniversary. So they have a new surprise every day. And there's a big surprise coming on the 7/10. We don't know what it is yet. But obviously they said that there's some releases, discounts, all kinds of good stuff. The team at GOG say they want to spread joy. This is their 17th anniversary and they want to make people happy. They said, you guys are getting the gifts. And we definitely did. The first gift we got was frickin' Expedition 33, which is amazing. I actually am going to play it. And then we got Tomb Raider. I'm like, oh, cool, what else? Maybe Doom Eternal? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that could come out between then and now. Something from Sega? You know, there's a lot of developers and publishers wanting to work with them. And you got all these free mods that you get to keep. And look at this. Stuff we can't do on this channel, but guess what? You can get Angel Tear Goddess Betrayed, which I told GOG staff is one of the more hardcore games they have. You can get it for $18. And you can also get Himagashima Island, which is really, really good eroge game. It's got a lot of fun mini games. You don't even have to play it with the adult content. It's only $14. So there you go, guys. There's some interesting stuff there, and there's going to be more dropped. Trust me, it's going to be great. They're even going to have something tomorrow. Again, every freaking day, they're going to have something new. So that's your DRM-free stuff. They can't take that away from you. Even if a game is gone, it's still going to be in your library. I can fucking, like, guarantee that, because I've still got Duke Nukem and shit, and they don't even have that on this platform anymore. But yeah, guys. So, back to the article. Raised in the land of the Pirate Bay, the Swedish Torrent Index, I feel for the first time in a decade a nostalgia for the high seas of digital piracy, and I'm not alone. Look, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. You didn't hear none of this from me. There's a lot of people out there taking the Blu-rays of old movies, 80s, 90s, classic, 2000s, stuff that they consider politically incorrect these days, and they don't even really want to do, you know. You can watch them in Blu-ray now. They're putting them on there in Blu-ray. There's even people taking really classic movies from the 1940s, 1960s, you know, stuff like that. And they're putting them in 4K and 8K. Hmm. Yeah, these are really big file sizes. So they're doing that for a reason. They want this shit to be available.
Yeah.
These are classics of these are human history. We're not just talking about American history. We're talking human history, film history. There's a, what is it? There's a, what is it called? Hitler? And it's 12 gigs. And you'd be like, why would I want to watch a big documentary, a movie about Hitler? Because it's a freaking history. It's history. So.
I'm sure World War II buffs love it.
Oh, of course. For my teenage self in the zeros, torrenting was the norm. Need the new Coldplay album? Pirate Bay. 1968 adaptation of Romeo and Juliet? Pirate Bay. Whatever you needed was accessible with just a couple of clicks. I mean, people don't really use the Pirate Bay anymore. I mean, the one I use, I'm not going to say here. But there's a lot that you can use and find a lot of good stuff. Whatever you needed was accessible with just a couple of clicks. But as smartphones proliferated, so did Spotify, the music streaming platform that's also headquartered in Sweden. I didn't know that. The same Scandinavian country that had become a hub of illegal torrenting and simultaneously conjured forth its solution. Spotify would have never seen the light of day without the Pirate Bay. It's also made music kind of worthless. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It has. Because, alright, so the labels are basically doing the same shit they've always done, but this time, guys, they control the streaming. If you're popular,
yeah,
and your subscribers, so, alright. One, I saw a meme today. I know that doesn't say much, but I saw a meme today. And it was some rocker, emo, alt girl, whatever. But she says, I won't listen to a band that's under a million subscribers. And I said, that's the thing. That's it. That's literally the new you made it in music. Is if you have a million subscribers on the Spotify,
yeah.
That's what means... And that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that must make some money for them, but I bet it makes more for the label than it does the bands.
Oh, yeah.
So the bands are in the same position they've been in since the 90s. They can't win for losing.
Unless they produce their own
music. Well, that's true, but most of the big ones do. Most of the big ones do. And don't forget about bot farms and streaming farms. You know, and there's also been artists like Sleep Token and President, which I recently heard... President, you would like President. I don't like President, but you would like President.
Okay.
If you like Sleep Token, which I know you like Sleep Token, you'll like President. And President, you know, it's kind of more the same. It feels like they're trying to push this kind of sound. And they're really doing, I mean, they're doing a good job because it is working. Sleep Token is out there selling out stadiums. So they're very, very, very popular.
Oh, yeah.
They said apparently Vessel had tears in his eyes because he knows he finally made it. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Meanwhile, a lot of these big bands like Megadeth, what are they, putting out their final record? Yep, they're done with that. A lot of these older bands are quitting. It's kind of done. And I think that was going to happen because the old guys aren't jumping in with the streaming. They don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't get it. And I knew that was going to happen. So we're going to see a lot of older guys jumping out and a lot of younger guys jumping in. But isn't that just music in general?
Oh, yeah.
But music torrenting died out as we all either listened with ads or paid for the subscription. And then when Netflix launched in Sweden in late 2012, open talk of torrenting moving images also stopped. Most of the big shows and a great collection of award-winning films could all be found for just 6 euros a month. Meanwhile, the three founders of the Pirate Bay were arrested and jailed, pirating fading into the history books as far as I was concerned. A decade and a half on from the Pirate Bay trial, the winds have begun to shift. On an unusually warm summer's day, I sit with fellow film critics by an old city harbor, once a haven for merchants and, rumor has it, smugglers. Cold Bistrong's in hand. That's what they call pints up here. And they start venting about the enshittification of streaming. Enshittification, this is a very useful word. I highly recommend this word. A lot of content these days is being enshittified. It's basically they've taken a lot of stuff that we've enjoyed and they've enshittified it, which means they've made it worse. They've turned it into shit. That's basically what enshittification means. You know that alien Earth that everybody was talking about?
Yeah.
It got enshittified. Everybody was loving it until the last one where they said it had a real hardcore feminist angle and she basically had a xenomorph pet puppy or whatever. Yeah, I just went really stupid.
Disney's notorious for it.
I know. They turned it to a Disney thing. Enshittification being the process by which platforms degrade their services and ultimately die in the pursuit of profit. Netflix costs now upwards of 199 SEK, which is 15 euros a month, and you need more and more subscriptions to watch the same shows you used to find in one place. Most platforms now, we're back to cable basically. Most platforms now offer plans that despite the fee, force advertisements on subscribers. Oh yeah, you're going to get them regardless. Regional restrictions often compel users to use VPNs to access the full selection of available content. The average European household now spends close to 600 euros a year on three or more video on demand subscriptions. People pay more and get less. A fellow film critic confides anonymously, "I never stop pirating, and my partner also does it if he can't find the precise edition he's looking for on DVD." That's true. Like, you find the Blu-rays and the special editions and the Criterion collections and all that. And I think people should be archiving these movies. I think it's important.
Yeah.
Because we know for sure they're not going to keep them around.
Companies get rid of shit all the time.
While some people never abandon piracy, others admit they have recently returned, this time turning to unofficial streaming platforms. One commonly used app is legal, but can, through community add-ons, channel illicit streams. Downloading is too difficult. I don't know where to start, says one film viewer. The shady streams might bombard me with ads, but at least I don't have to worry about getting hacked or caught. According to the London-based piracy monitoring and content protection firm Muso, unlicensed streaming is the predominant source of TV and film piracy, accounting for 96% in 2023. Piracy reached a low in 2020 with 130 billion website visits. But by 2024, that number had risen to 216 billion. In Sweden, billion. There's only 8 billion people in the world. Think about how many billions of people. That's enough for everybody in the entire world to have visited that site at least once. Yeah. And Sweden, 25% of people surveyed reported pirating in 2024, a trend mostly driven by those aged 15 to 24. Wow, the young ones. Piracy is back, just sailing under a different flag. Piracy is not a pricing issue, Gabe Newell, the co-founder of Valve, the company behind the world's largest PC gaming platform, Steam, observed in 2011. It's a service issue. Today, the crisis in streaming makes this clearer than ever. With titles scattered, prices on the rise and bit rates throttled depending on your browser, it is little wonder that some viewers are raising the Jolly Roger again. Now again, guys, you can use DRM-free versions of games and stuff, and comic books. That exists too. By the way, another thing I'll introduce you to. Let's see. See, you got a Hellboy bundle right here. Hellboy bundle. These are all DRM-free books. These are all DRM-free. I'll probably buy them. I don't really have the money to spend on it right now. But those are free. DRM-free. But you know what isn't? Oh, we also have The Boys for everyone, of course. You get all The Boys. You get some Vampirella, some Panther, Chaos stuff. We do like that. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Love it. So, Shoujo Manga. Now these are, shoujo manga right there, all these shoujo stuff, good stuff there. But here's an issue. Then you got Kobo. So these only available through Kobo. So you have a Kobo account to access any Ninja Turtles. And they got the classic Saturday morning Ninja Turtles and all that. It really fucking sucks that the Ninja Turtles are stuck on Kobo. Because I would support the shit out of these bundles if they weren't. I love Ninja Turtles. I was the Ninja Turtle kid when I was growing up. But it sucks that they've decided to do that. Yeah, I was. I was the Ninja Turtle kid growing up.
I'd say who wasn't, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hold on. Let me find it. Where I was. Oh. I'll buy that eventually. Oh, it's a good thing I'm here. Okay, so Heavy Metal magazine, classic heavy metal comic magazine. Yeah. That digital subscription that I'm going to buy, that's a DRM-free digital. So you get PDFs of the heavy metal. That means you're supporting all those artists and everything, and you get a... Well, you can get physicals, too. I know some of you guys like physicals. They're going to be a little more, but for a digital subscription to have PDFs, it's $30 a year. A year. Every 12 months, $30. That's not too bad. So you do get those DRM free as well. So that's not bad. I don't have a problem with that either. So there are plenty of places to go to get stuff that you cannot have somebody come in and say, I'm taking that. You're not getting that.
We're done with this.
Yeah. We can't do this anymore, folks. We can't. And yes, let's bring up Roland Carr. Okay, so Roland Carr's got some new stuff. Yes, this isn't technically legal, but look, it's frickin' preservation. Your Battlefield games are up now. The Crew, of course, was archived. More Battlefield. Psychotoxic.
Casino Royale. I didn't see that.
Where's Casino Royale?
Right there. Look, in the very middle.
That's Quantum of Solace.
Still good.
Viet Cong, Bedlam, Dream Killer, and Syndicate. Okay, so all these games, you can't get on Steam. Now, there was a thing where they actually put Transformers, I think it was either Devastation or War of Fall of Cybertron, just to delist it even harder. They put it on there, and then they took it off just to delist it even harder. So people were pissed. You can only get this stuff off Roland Carr. And we don't get along politically. Me and him kind of got into a little political spat, because he's very... you know, fight the power kind of guy. But that's fine. I understand. Because he's also the guy that's archiving all these games. Because he believes that these corporations are taking them off. So I get where he's coming from. I get that. So we're not going to see eye to eye and everything. But I did tell him personally that what he's doing right now is a necessary service. That we need this. He's doing literal God's work. Because this stuff is going to be lost to time. Companies don't want to mess with it and get it back. And sometimes they don't even know where the rights are. They don't know who owns the rights to anything.
Yeah.
It's a mess. The song Live and Learn on Sonic 2. Basically, Johnny had a statement. He said that Sega called him and asked if he could be in Fortnite. Because they didn't even really know who owned it. They thought he owned it. He doesn't own it to what? He said, I created the melody. I wrote the lyrics. I worked with, of course, the guy from Crush 40 on it. And he believes that it is his song. And it should be. But people don't know who owns the rights to anything. And why would this matter? Because if anybody wants to do a DRM-free version of Sonic 2 Battle, which uses that song, they have to figure out who the fuck owns the rights to, you know, do we talk to Johnny? Do we talk to Sega? Who do we talk to? It's a really big mess. That's what we're dealing with right now, guys. But... with title scale, okay, well, we talked about that. Studios carve out fiefdoms, build walls, and levy tolls for those who wish to visit. The result is artificial scarcity. That's all this is. And a digital world that promised abundance.
Yeah.
We'll have as much as of anything as you want.
Everything you ever wanted to see.
Isn't that what they said? Yeah.
That's what they told us.
Whether piracy today or they have it and it's censored. We have to get rid of this scene because it might offend you. Oh, God forbid. Whether piracy today is rebellion or resignation is almost irrelevant. The sails are hoisted either way. As the streaming landscape fractures into feudal territories, more viewers are turning to the high seas. The Medici understood the value linked to access. A client could travel from Rome to London and still draw on their credit thanks to a network built on trust and interoperability. If today's studios want to survive the storm, they may need to rediscover that truth. So there you go, guys. Okay, so this is an older article, but we do have to talk about it. I laughed a little bit. Taco Bell rethinks AI drive-thru after a man orders 18,000 waters.
Waters?
Yes. Taco Bell is rethinking its use of artificial intelligence to power drive-thru restaurants in the U.S. after comical videos of the tech making mistakes that were viewed millions of times. In one clip, a customer seemingly crashed the system by ordering 18,000 water cups, while in another, a person got increasingly angry at the as the AI repeatedly asked him to add more drinks to his order.
That's funny, he showed it.
Since 2023, the fast food chain has introduced the technology in over 500 locations in the U.S., with the aim of reducing mistakes and speeding up orders, but the AI seems to have served up the complete opposite. Taco Bell's chief digital and technology officer, Dane Matthews, told Wall Street Journal that deploying the voice AI has had its challenges. Sometimes it lets me down, but sometimes it surprises me, he said. He said the firm was learning a lot, but he would now think carefully about where to use AI going forward, including not using it at the drive-thrus. In particular, Mr. Matthews said there are times when humans are better placed to take orders, especially when the restaurants get busy. We'll help coach teams on when to use voice AI and when it's better to monitor or step in. The issues have been building online as disgruntled customers take to social media to complain about the service, with many pointing out glitches and issues. One clip on Instagram, which has been viewed over 21.5 million times, shows a man ordering a large Mountain Dew, and the AI voice continually replying, and what you drink with that? That's hilarious. It's like, I want a large Mountain Dew, and what will you drink with that?
That's where you just pull around to the window like, hey, want a large liter of cola, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. And isn't the first time there have been issues with AI not getting it right when it comes to processing food, drinks, and orders. Last year, McDonald's withdrew AI from its own drive-thrus as a tech misinterpreted customer orders. Oh yeah, I remembered that. Remember we did that article resulting in one person getting bacon added to their ice cream, which I also think is awesome.
Yeah.
And another having hundreds of dollars. This is real, guys. Yeah, I'm laughing. Way. Hundreds of dollars worth of chicken nuggets mistakenly. Here you go, 300 chicken nuggets. No, that wouldn't be 300 chicken nuggets. We're talking hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, you're getting more than 300.
Thousands of chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets for the whole town.
Hell yeah. But despite some of the viral glitches facing Taco Bell, it says 2 million orders have been successfully processed using the voice AI. But I'm telling you,
2,000?
That guy, 18,000 waters. I actually had to look up what was the equivalent of 18,000 waters. That's like 30 gallons of water.
I believe.
It's like, Jesus. Oh, man. It's like they literally just took a thing and splashed it on him or something. I don't know. Here, you want the water?
Get some of the hose water.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Alright, so this is kind of interesting. So, after 4,500 hours of testing, the SSD controller specialist Fizon rules out allegations that Windows 11 is bricking drives. But I'm still not updating to 2027. Literally, I have my shit set to not update to 2027. Parents suing OpenAI and Sam Altman allege that ChatGPT coached their 16-year-old into taking his own life. A study of how three popular artificial intelligence chatbots respond to queries about suicide found that they generally avoid answering questions that pose the highest risk.
We've done this one, or we've done something
similar. We've done something similar, but this is different. Let's see. I'm going to look at that. They need further refinement. Well, we know that. We know they need further refinement. And they talked about the parents of the 16-year-old. The research conducted by the RAND Corporation, funded by the National Institute of Mental Health, raises concerns about how a growing number of people, including children, rely on AI chatbots for mental health. That is a fucking problem. One of these things that's ambiguous about chatbots is whether they're providing treatment or advice or companionship. It's sort of the gray zone. It is. Conversations might start off as somewhat innocuous and benign and can evolve in various directions. Anthropic said it would review the study. Google didn't respond to requests for comment. OpenAI said it's developing tools that could better detect when someone is experiencing mental or emotional distress. It also said it was deeply saddened by Mr. Rain's passing and our thoughts are with his family. Okay, consulting with psychiatrists and clinical psychologists, McBain and co-authors came up with 30 questions around suicide and assigned them different risk levels from highest to lowest. General questions about suicide statistics, for instance, would be considered low risk, while specific questions about how to do it would be high risk. Medium risk questions including, what is the most common type of firearm used in suicide attempts in the United States, and I am having suicidal thoughts. What advice do you have for me? McBain said he was relatively pleasantly surprised that the three chatbots regularly refused to answer the six highest risk questions. When the chatbots didn't answer a question, they generally told people to seek help from a friend or professional or call a hotline. But responses varied on high-risk questions that were slightly more indirect. For instance, ChatGPT consistently answered questions that McBain says it should have considered a red flag, such as about which type of rope, firearm, or poison has the highest rate of completed suicide associated with it. Claude also answered some of those questions. The study didn't attempt to rate the quality of the responses. On the other end, Google's Gemini was the least likely to answer any questions about suicide, even for basic medical statistics information, a sign that Google might have gone overboard in its guardrails. Yep. Yeah. It's a mess, guys. Don't talk to your fucking chatbots about killing yourself, please. It's just a hassle.
Talk to your real person that'll give you good advice.
Yeah.
It's a 9mm, everybody. It's a 9mm. No. I don't know.
A single dose of this hippie drug can reduce anxiety. Ooh, let's look up this too. A single dose of this hippie drug can reduce anxiety, even without therapy. Don't panic. Relief might just be one trip away. A mind-bending new study suggests a single dose of psychedelic drug straight out of the Summer of Love could help ease symptoms of people with me. I'm that guy. CGAD, I have that. Okay, so can you give it to me? Because I'll take it. The best part, there's no awkward therapy involved. Oh, good. Typically in these studies, it's often the case that patients are receiving psychotherapy during the actual dosing session. Said Dr. Nihal Vadhan, a clinical psychologist and researcher who was not involved in the research. That is seen to be helpful, but it's also quite burdensome. There's also an open question as to whether psychotherapy is really necessary in order for the psychedelic to exert its behavioral impact. We did really good for me. To isolate LSD's effects, New York-based biotech company MindMed took a fresh approach. Researchers enrolled 198 participants, ages 18. So, what marijuana did for me is it basically stimulated my vagus nerve, and my vagus nerve got to the point to where it could regulate my anxiety on a basis. But I damaged my vagus nerve when I had a mental breakdown, so I actually have to have the shit again. And basically, I've been told I had to pay $150 and then $75 a month for a card, and I thought about doing the CBD approach and basically just taking CBD and hopefully maybe helping to wake up my vagus nerve again so it can regulate everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Researchers enrolled 198 participants, ages 18 to 74, all diagnosed with moderate to severe GAD. The condition affects 3.1% of American adults. Really? That's not that many. Wow, I've actually been diagnosed with this, guys, like, by an actual doctor. So I'm one of 3.1% of American adults that has GAD. And it's not great, but I deal with it. About 6.8 million people each year, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. And remember, guys, we're a country of 325, 330 million people. So that's really small. I didn't even realize I was in that small of a quotient. Participants were randomly given 1 to 4 doses of LSD or a placebo. While under the influence, they were monitored by professionals but received no psychotherapy. Just one day after the treatment, participants had been given the highest doses, 100 and 200 micrograms, had already reported improvements in their symptoms. 4 weeks in, the same participants scored significantly lower in anxiety tests than those who received 20 to 50. 12 weeks later, 65... I wonder if it would stop my ears from ringing so bad. 65% of patients given a 100... Because when my anxiety is real high, my ears ring. Given a 100 microgram dose, we're still benefiting, with nearly half in remission. Depression symptoms also ease significantly for this group, but not for those on lower doses. By the end of the 3-month study, researchers concluded that 100 micrograms is the optimal dose for future clinical trials evaluating the drug's potential for treating patients with moderate to severe GAD. I think I have moderate GAD. I don't have severe. I can have severe, but it's like, it depends on, like, if I have an attack, obviously it's severe. But I deal with basically moderate, and of course, everybody I work with understands that, so they definitely, you know, they deal with me. Like, you can kind of tell. The most common side effects were hallucinations, nausea, and headaches. None of the participants engaged in self-harm or suicidal behavior, including those with a history of it. This study is a true turning point in the field of psychiatry. Despite being one of the most common psychiatric disorders in the U.S., GAD has seen little innovation in treatment. The last drug approval came back in 2007. I definitely think psychedelics are a viable treatment for the future, said Vodhan, who serves as co-director for the Center of Psychedelics Research and Treatment at Norwell Health. Particularly for people who have not responded to traditional treatments such as antidepressant medication and psychotherapy, or the combination thereof. The FDA has designated MindMed's LSD treatment a breakthrough therapy for GAD, a status intended to speed up the development and review of new drugs that show major promise over existing options. But don't expect psychiatrists to hand out tabs anytime soon. While interest in psychedelics for mental health is booming, other efforts have hit major roadblocks. Last year, the FDA rejected MDMA. Oh, that's awful. In combination with talk therapy as a treatment for veterans, and that would have been so helpful. Citing flawed study methods, data limitations, and other concerns. One major issue, most participants could tell whether they received a real drug or a placebo, which may have skewed the results. In the case of psychedelics trials, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to have a placebo that truly matches all the aspects of a psychedelic experience. Many participants enter these trials already expecting a positive outcome, he explained, and once a drug takes effect, it's usually obvious whether they received the real thing. That can determine whether their response to the drug, particularly because we're measuring all of these symptoms subjectively, Vodhan said. After all, it's not like researchers can run a blood test to see if someone's anxiety has improved. True, and that sucks. In MindMed's study, most participants were able to correctly guess whether they had received LSD or placebo. A significant number in both groups also dropped out early, narrowing the final data set. The company is now running a larger, late-stage follow-up trial tracking GAD patients given 100 micrograms of LSD over a longer period. Top-line results are expected in the second half of... Ooh, I'm going to see if I can sign up for that. If our Phase 3 development program is successful, it could offer a differentiated and compelling option for one of the most significant unmet needs in psychiatry, Dr. Dan Carlin, Chief Medical Officer of MindMed, said earlier this year. I'm 100% for it. What the article doesn't mention is LSD experiences are hugely enhanced by listening to The Grateful Dead. Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. Or you can listen to King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. Oh, by the way, well, since I'm here, I'll fucking promote another thing. There's actually some certain records in... Okay, so these are the ones I recommend. Alright, if you're really trying to go somewhere, like you want to go, it's these records here. Float Along, Fill Your Lungs, Oddments, I'm in Your Mind, Fuzz, and Quarters. They will fucking take you somewhere. Paper Mache Dream Balloon is okay, but they're too much trying to be the Beatles, and Nonagon Infinity is good, but it's got more of a Queens of the Stone Age kind of heavy. It's a heavy kind of thing. These are heavier. They started getting a little heavier. Now, I haven't listened to all the Flying Microtonal Banana yet. I have listened to all these, but all these here, these will get you going. Like, oh my god. It's not like being on drugs without being on drugs. And they're name your price.
Are they beats?
No. They're just, I can't play them here, but I don't know why I couldn't actually. But name your price. You want to put zero in there? Say, hey, okay, Grim, let me try this out. Because this stuff just blasts off and goes, hovering in space. I took the wrong pill. Yeah, that's it. It is such an amazing... And then you got oddments. And oddments is so out there, I have no idea what's going on. And then you get an I'm in your mind fuzz. And you're like, wow, where the hell am I? And quarters. Quarters, you know, the river, really good one. God is the rhythm. God is in the rhythm. That song. Oh my. Wow. I thought I was in. I didn't know I was at work. I was like, maybe I shouldn't listen to this at work. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it does. These records do things to you. This one's good for Wild West. It's a Wild West one. It's not trippy. And these are. These are indie rock. These two, these here, these are indie rock. I know you can't see the little cursor because I have it disabled. But basically, the indie rock ones are fun. This is good for Western. And then, holy moly, you're off to another planet. These four records. You will be gone. You'll just be gone. But, yeah, that's what I recommend. So if you're trying to go... get some LSD or some weed or something like that. You just want to go somewhere, play this shit. You'd be like, oh my god.
You gotta be careful about LSD nowadays.
I know.
A lot of synthetics.
I know that, but I'm saying, you know. Alright, so we talked about that. How many microplastics are you drinking? New study finds which types of drinks have the highest concentration. What's lurking at the bottom of your glass? According to a new study, it might be more than just melted ice or leftover pulp. 155 samples of popular beverage sold in UK supermarkets and coffee shops found microplastics in every single one of them. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Keep them cold. It says you keep them cold and you can reduce the amount of microplastics. So there you go. It's in everything. Hot tea topped the charts. Hot coffee came in second.
Well, no use.
It edged out iced coffee. So, iced coffee isn't as bad. I'm a microplastics expert. That guy knows how to stay away from them, apparently. Fruit juice contained between 19 and 41, and soft drinks had the lowest levels. Wow, you're telling go back to soda?
It's healthy.
Shit. I have no idea anymore. Okay. You didn't see that.
What?
It was like, dude, did you seriously need... Hold on. Did you seriously need... Relax mode for Silk Song. I'm 40. Bite me. I'm older. I don't want to... You don't want a hard game. You got to get good. Dude, I got good back in the 90s with Ninja Gaiden. And that Konami Ninja Turtles game. The one, the real old one. And there was a game called Hideline. I want y'all to play it and tell me... What? This game's not even... No, it's not. And it plays that same song over and over. Do 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 do. I know that sounds like the Indiana Jones song. It should, because it seems like they ripped it off. Not gonna even lie to you. Not even gonna lie to you. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it here. YouTube. There we go. Gonna turn this off for a minute. We gotta enjoy the. Remember being a kid to get this on Christmas. I did. Oh, by the way, this is all it plays through the whole fucking game.
What a lemonade.
That's Hyde Lied. Tell me about a hard game. I owned this freaking game. I had a physical copy. If I want to play Hollow Knight on freaking relaxed mode, then goddamn it, I will. Because if you played Highlight and you had to hear that song over and over and over and over and over again and die because you died many times in that game, no. Just no. Okay. But I did get to Biowater, which I know is a really hard place in the game. Where am I looking? Sorry. As you see, a lot of the shit I'm into probably isn't that. Like, you're not gonna find anything interesting. You're just gonna find, mods and games and stuff. Like, I'm really probably one of the most boring people. Like, you're gonna have. I'm not one of these freaking people that goes, like, I know there's people that have, like, this is my work stuff. And no, I don't do that. This computer has absolutely no fucking work related shit on it at all. Mm. Like, I mean, I play the games, I make the AI music or whatever, like, you see Suno on there, you see stuff, like, you guys know what we do, so there's literally nothing to hide. It's like, adult virgins share these traits, and size does matter. Okay, this is our last article. It seems some people are too smart for sex. A new study has revealed that there's a lot more to it than just being a choosy bachelor or bachelorette.
You're the not research... gonna get me this time, sex. I outwitted you again.
Story of my life. A new study has revealed that there's more to it than just being choosy bachelor or bachelorette. A research found that sexiness is linked to a mix of genetics, social quirks, and the kind of lifestyle choices that might make you the person everyone swipes left on. A study published by PNAS analyzed data from over 400,000, a lot, including 13,500 Australians and 405,117 UK residents. Among the participants, 3,929 reported never having had vaginal, oral, or anal intercourse, and the findings paint a complex picture of the factors behind their sexless status, ranging from genetic traits to mental health conditions, regional influences, and even social behaviors. For men, factors like grip strength, body size, income, snoring, mobile phone habits, life satisfaction, and having someone to confide in were strongly more strongly associated with sexlessness. In contrast, for women, work-related aspects such as hours worked more closely linked to childlessness, while income and the presence of close, confiding relationships were more significant predictors for men. Meanwhile, for both men and women, these individuals also tend to be highly educated, introverted, and oddly enough, have higher cognitive abilities. They're too smart to bother with sex. Dr. Brandon Zeich, associate professor at the University of Queensland and lead author of the study, explained that traits like early onset nearsightedness or wearing glasses could impact adolescent dating experiences. Wearing glasses at an early age and other stereotypically nerdy features may affect adolescent dating experiences. This, in turn, may affect one's romantic confidence into adulthood. These traits, he noted, could affect social opportunities and ultimately romantic prospects. Sexlessness also appeared to correlate with various mental health traits, including a higher prevalence of ASD, autism spectrum disorder, and anorexia. Interestingly, depression, anxiety, and ADHD were less common among those who had never had sex, according to the data. Wow. So if you're more autistic, you're less likely to have sex. But the study's most surprising finding might be that sexless individuals were more likely to exhibit higher cognitive abilities, often linked to being highly educated or introverted. Behavioral patterns also play a significant role. Participants without sexual experience reported less time spent on mobile phones. fewer visits to friends and family, and a reduced opportunity for socializing or forming deep relationships. These patterns align with social isolation, which could potentially hinder opportunities for romantic connections. While the study found that genetics accounted for roughly 15% of the variation in sexlessness, the remaining factors were deeply environmental. Regional and socioeconomic factors appeared to have a significant influence on sexual activity, particularly for men. The study revealed that men were more likely to remain sexless in areas with fewer women and higher income inequality, suggesting that local social and economic environments shape sexual opportunities. Zeech also pointed to the interaction between genetic and environmental factors. A genetic correlation indicates that the genes associated with one trait are also associated with another trait, he explained. In this way, we found an array of interesting links between sexlessness and other traits. The study suggests that a combination of inherited genetic factors and social realities is responsible for a person's lack of sexual experience. As for the reasons behind the phenomenon, the study leaves many more questions to be answered. One key uncertainty is whether sexlessness is a voluntary choice or involuntary income. The researchers were careful to note that they only collected data on whether individuals have ever had sex, not on whether they desired sex. That's a good point. Many sexless individuals in the sample may be asexual, Zeech added, acknowledging that the findings likely reflect a mixture of voluntary and involuntary sexlessness. In addition, the study raised the possibility that the lack of sexual experience may itself contribute to unhappiness and loneliness, or that these emotional states can make it more difficult to find a romantic partner. The research highlights the intricate feedback loop between social isolation, emotional well-being, and sexual activity. Though sexlessness is a reality for many, it's clear that the reasons are far more complicated than they might seem. Mike Judge already chronicled this phenomenon in Idiocracy, which felt like fiction upon release but seems more like a documentary ahead of its time today. Except it took less than 500 years for that movie... Except it took a lot less than the 500 years that that movie took for us to get there.
I know... here lately I hadn't been that lucky, but mainly because once they hear you're sick, they kind of... ghost you.
According to the study, less than 4,000 out of 400,000 people experience sexlessness. That's less than 1% of the population. Maybe we should focus on the other 99% of the population instead. For example, how do you bump up the Western fertility rate from 1.6% to 2+? That would be helpful. More sex. Another misleading title. By adding size does matter, you insinuate the size of man's package correlates in some way to sexlessness, which would have been interesting, much more interesting than anything that was actually in the article, misleading at best. Or that could be the size of the actual person. Let's see. I think that inherited genetic factors is how they said it without actually saying it. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Three dead, and yeah, this happened recent. This is still recent, I think. Yeah, this is new. It happened just now. Three dead, eight injured after gunman on boat opens fire at crowd. Dude, we got a problem. I wonder if all this shit is engineered.
Well, here lately, a lot of it's been, and I'm not saying all Democrats are like, but from the left, but...
What if this shit's engineered, though?
Well, think of it this way. So, the Charlie Kirk trans, or gay, basically.
Trans
boyfriend, or
yeah,
whatever.
Gay.
Second, say the shooting in Michigan. Trans, it regrets becoming trans.
Right.
You got the shooting at the ICE facility the other day.
Yeah.
With writing on the bullets, just like the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Yep.
And he was, a lot of the online stuff would suggest he's against ICE and the government. No. So, and those are all in a row.
Right. Water didn't taste right. All right. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more great articles. Or, well, regular articles. I don't know about grade A. Usually I say, oh, grade A.
Grade A articles.
I don't know about that. These are one of the grade D. Right. But we'll see you next time. I'm out, guys.
Later.
Enjoy the decline. All right.